American Fork High School marching band.
Good evening, American Fork High School. Hey, this is Dan Bryan here with you in the area of ensemble music on the 11th of October, 2016 at the Davis Cup. Here we go.
Marching band invitational is proud to present drum major Kirsten Dupay, Emily Rogers, Ryan Magleby, Jeff Adams, and the American Fork High School marching band.
And away we go. What an entrance, ladies and gentlemen. Excellent ensemble control, well-balanced. Great job here in terms of communication from the front ensemble all the way to the back sideline with the drum line locked right in the pocket. Excellent presence of the low brass. A good dark sonority to start. Excellent job in this opening statement, ladies and gentlemen. The resolution here, well played and balanced, very much in tune, even with the kind of snippy weather we have out here. Keep it up. Excellent job control of the crescendo out of the entire horn line in that moment. Nicely done on that roll. Snare drum's tasty. The only thing I would say to you is that the upper end of the battery dynamic here during this percussion feature is kind of outshining what's going on in the front ensemble. And as a result, we're losing some of the melodic motion and the chord motion that's really kind of essential to this. So we really want to make sure that the front ensemble is a little bit hotter in the mix in relationship to what's going on with the battery at that moment. Excellent job with the dialogue between front ensemble and brass at that moment. All right, trumpets, a nice moment for you, but a little bit of problem moving through the technique of that moment, particularly the triplet at the very tail end of the phrase. Now, be careful here with the balance of the front ensemble and the batteries as it relates to the woodwind moment so that we don't mask the very tail end of the phrase. That's the way to get after it. Nicely done, brass. Environmental demand here of this entire program as we pass these rhythmic ideas back and forth. Oh, watch the timing of the concert basses is so outstanding, and you're handling it as an ensemble so very, very well. The only thing I would say to you is there's just a few moments of slight rhythmic trouble between low brass and drums, you know, 50 yards away from each other across the field in the triplets in the previous segment. God, such dynamic control. Be careful, though, at the very tail end of that trumpet that you don't rush the very tail end of the crescendo relationship of the low brass on the other side on side one. Ah, come on, watch the timing of the concert bass once again. So much rhythmic demand and very incredibly angular rhythms, very quirky harmonic ideas and melodic ideas, and you're holding them together so very well as an ensemble. And again, just the minutest problems in terms of tempo and rhythmic control, mostly related to dynamic, though some to the environmental demands you've given, but otherwise a lot of maturity on the field. Watch pitch at the very tail end of that baritone, and that's tough to maintain is through the decrescendo. I'm sorry, I'm just kind of taking this moment in. And I know this piece, and it's bugging me that I can't remember the name of it, so I apologize. Nicely done here as we lead into the push moment. And I wanted to let the phrase develop before I really talked about it, because one of the things I really want to see you, I want to encourage you to do. Excellent. Man, communication again between front ensemble and the battery, so well handled. But one of the things I really want to encourage you to do is take a look at the earlier phrases in this. And because I honestly, and as I talk about the top part of the sheet, I think there are moments here where I really want to encourage you to stretch it out and explore rubato to a greater extent. You're making some really good musical decisions, but honestly, the phrasing feels just a touch rushed. So I want to encourage you to stretch it out and take a little more time with it. When you get to the push, well done. You're really getting the emotional pull that we want, but I think you might even get a little bit more if you can kind of stretch it out before we get to that push. Watch the timing there, clarity of the threes in the snare line. Excellent control here of the ensemble timing with the vertical alignment of the unisons, and also nice control of the body, having that layer of body responsibility. Well played. Nice moment for the tenors. Okay, so a lot of activity here. We've got the ostinato with the tubas, and really your pulse center isn't anything but the tubas there, and I'm not really convinced that everybody's kind of locked on the same page where that's concerned. There's a lot of incidences of sound and melody that come throughout that section, and the tubas really are the ground for that moment, not the tenor drums, and it just doesn't quite hold together. Watch the timing here with the unison boo-dot and bot and boo-bada. Oh, come on, watch the clarity of this, the roll between tenors and snares. Oh, good recovery. Excellent control. Watch release over on the number two side, trumpets. Timing again, trumpets, but that's locking down a little bit better. Hear the environmental demand here, creating problems with us, just locking down. We've got so much spread on the field. There you go. Excellent recovery. Nicely done with the unisons. Wow. All right, American Fork. Man, there is so much going right here in this program. There are three things I want you to look at, and that is, first of all, the presence of the front ensemble as it relates to the battery. And during the percussion solo moments, because we really want to make sure that the front ensemble is really carrying the melodic bass and really is at the forefront of it. I mean, the beats, of course, we're going to hear, but they're a little bit masked in relationship, so just watch the bounce of that. And you may also want to look at that at the bigger ensemble moments when the entire horn line's cranking, because I'm looking down there and seeing some mallets flying, and really sometimes they get buried in the the context of everything else that's going on. My apologies. The next thing is this, and it's just the big ensemble moments, and also those moments where there's just lots going on here in terms of the amount of rhythmic activity and rhythmic density in relationship to the environmental demands that you created. Those still feel like they are settling in, and I know that's just a matter of time before that locks down, but at this point, and it's the spots that I pointed out in the show where it just doesn't feel completely comfortable as an ensemble, so be real careful of that. moving forward, because I think you're doing a lot of things right. Sorry, I'm getting the announcement in my ears right now, and I'm trying to focus. But those ensemble moments are what we need to lock down. The final thing is just making sure that the battery balances in the lighter texture moments. There's a few moments where the battery is a touch heavy-handed, and part of that might be an orchestration where maybe the bass drums might be in use a little too much during thinner texture moments. But boy, American Fork, what a tremendous program with a great deal of maturity on the field and a great deal of just musical chops out there. Congratulations, thank you, and good luck as you move forward.